A long, furry, black-tipped nose sniffs at snow and ice. The nose belongs to Scrat, a saber-toothed squirrel. He's following the trail of an acorn. He comes to a deep gorge. The only way across is a long, spindly root snaking from a tree on the other side, beneath which he spots the acorn. He crosses, but the acorn's gone. He creeps up behind the tree and sees a beautiful female squirrel dancing and flashing her eyelashes. Scrat swoons.
You'll never find, as long as you live, someone who loves you tender like I do. You'll never find.
She's got the acorn. Scrat reaches for it, and she tries to hold on, but he snatches it and walks off with his prize. The female squirrel resorts to tears. He returns to her side and offers to share, but she tries to snatch it back, and they tussle over it. Suddenly, she's thrown off and falls into the gorge as Scrat looks down after her. He plunges after her, still holding the acorn. As he catches her up in free fall, she grasps the other side of it and they share a loving moment.
You'll never find. It'll take the end of all time.
She tears it away from Scrat, winks, and extends out folds of skin, which act as wings. She glides away. Scrat continues to fall, desperately pulling at his skin, but to no effect. He crashes into the ground and disappears below the surface. As he crawls out, he's trampled underfoot by a mammoth, possums, and a sloth.
It's happening!
Wait up, guys!
The baby's coming! The baby's coming!
Watch it!
I'm having a baby!
Coo-blue! Coo-blue!
Or pig, if it's a girl.
Having a baby! Having a baby! I'm coming, Ellie!
We got it!
Manny stops at a cliff edge but is knocked over it by the speeding sloth.
Ow! 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 Ow!
Ellie, where are you? Where am I?
Manny?
Huh?
I told you it was just a kick.
Oh, right. Ooh, wow. Oh, you really gave Daddy a scare. Daddy got silly. Daddy fall down cliff and go boom, 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 boom. Silly Daddy. Yeah. Sorry, folks. False alarm. It was just a kick.
Aww. You know who I'd like to kick?
That's the third false alarm this week.
All right, show's over. Break it up. Oh, I see someone else who has a bun in the oven.
Oh, I'm not pregnant.
Ow. It's too bad. You'd make a wonderful mother.
Ow.
Manny, I know you're excited. I am too. But you're getting a little carried away.
Okay. Boy. Starting to sound like Diego. Hey, wait a second. Where is Diego?
Diego, the saber-toothed tiger, is watching a grazing gazelle. He pounces but misses and chases after the spring-heeled animal.
Oh.
They race between rocks and trees, through narrow gullies and along a dirt track before Diego's eyes blur and he runs out of steam, then stops. The cocky gazelle turns to make fun of him.
Woo! My hooves are burning, baby! They are burning! Oh, look at this! I got a tiptoe! I got a tiptoe! Eat my dust, dingo!
Now? Can I look now?
Easy. Don't freak out the baby.
The baby's fine. It's the freaked out daddy I'm worried about.
No peeking! Voila! Playground for Junior.
Oh, wow. It's amazing.
A swing, seesaw, snow-carved figures, and a beautiful ice animal mobile.
Oh, Manny.
I made it myself. Our family.
Hey, why aren't I up there?
You can be on ours.
You fit right in. Thanks.
Of course, it's still a work in progress. A few rough edges here and there.
I don't believe it. You're trying to baby-proof nature.
Baby-proof nature? Get out of here. That's ridiculous.
Manny, this is the world our baby's gonna grow up in. You can't change that.
Of course I can. I'm the biggest thing on Earth.
Okay, Big Daddy. I can't wait to see how you handle the teen years.
Come on, Sid. I don't want you touching anything. This place is for kids. Are you a kid? Don't answer that.
Sid knocks the head off a snow sculpture of himself, catches it, and sticks it back on top.
Diego, there you are. You missed the big surprise.
Oh, right. I'll check it out later.
Okay, see ya.
You know, I think there's something bothering Diego.
Nah, I'm sure everything's fine.
You should talk to him.
Guys don't talk to guys about guy problems. We just punch each other on the shoulders.
That's stupid.
To a girl, to a guy, that's like 6 months of therapy. Okay, I'm going. Hey.
Ow. Why'd you do that?
I don't know. So listen. Allie thinks something bothered you. You know, I told her...
Actually, I've been thinking that soon it might be time for me to head out.
Okay, so I'll just tell her that you're fine. It was nothing.
Look, who are we kidding, Manny? I'm losing my edge. I'm not really built for chaperoning playdates.
What are you talking about?
Having a family, that's huge. And I'm happy for you, but that's your adventure, not mine.
So you don't want to be around my kid?
No. You're taking this the wrong way.
No, go. Go find some adventure, Mr. Adventure Guy. Don't let my boring domestic life hit you in the butt on the way out.
Isn't Ellie supposed to be the one with the hormonal imbalance?
Penny, wait. No one has to leave.
So?
That's why guys don't talk to guys.
Why? What happened?
Diego's leaving.
Whoa. This should be the best time of our lives. We're having a baby.
No, Sid. They're having a baby.
Yeah, but we're a herd. A family.
Look, things have changed. Manny has other priorities now. Face it, Sid. We had a great run. But now it's time to move on.
So it's just the two of us.
No, Sid. It's not the two of us.
Crash and Eddie are coming with us? Just Crash? Just Eddie?
Bye, Sid.
Diego wanders off alone one way whilst Manny and Ellie go to the other. Sid's left in a clearing by himself.
Okay, calm down. Calm down. I'm good at making friends. I'll make my own herd. That's what I'll do. Hey!
Mis amigos! ¿Qué pasa?
The small animals all disappear.
Well, at least you still got your looks.
The ice cracks and he tumbles down into a deep, icy cavern.
Anybody here? Anyone?
Between pillars of ice, he finds three large eggs lying side by side.
Hello? Poor guys. I know what it's like to feel abandoned.
He strokes the eggs.
Don't worry, you're not alone anymore.
He heaves the eggs back up to the surface from the cavern, one by one. He's drawn goofy faces on them. One under each arm, he pushes the other along through the snow with his nose. He rests for a moment, but knocks one of them over the edge of a snowy slope.
Care of your brother now. Mama's gonna be right back. Mama's coming, baby!
As he catches the runaway egg, the other two roll past him down the slope.
What did I just tell you, kids?
Now, all sliding down the hillside, Sid hits an old tree stump, which he falls back on and uses like a sledge. He tries to steer and brake with his feet. They career down the hill onto a large snow-covered rock acting as a ski jump, sends them flying high into the air. Sid catches two of the eggs, but the third plummets over a cliff edge. Sid looks fearful, but the egg is caught by Ellie with her trunk.
Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you. Bad egg, rotten egg, a heart attack you almost gave me. Oh, I'm sorry, darling. It's just that I love you so much. Now, I want you to meet your Uncle Manny and your Aunt Ellie.
Hi.
Hello. I'd like to present Egbert, Shelley, and Yelko.
Sid, whatever you're doing, it's a bad idea.
My kids will hear you.
They're not your kids, Sid. Take them back. You're not meant to be a parent.
Why not?
First sign, stealing someone else's eggs. Second sign, one of them almost became an omelet.
Sid, someone's probably worried sick looking for them.
No, they were underground in ice. If it wasn't for me, they'd be eggsicles.
Sid, I know what you're going through. You're going to have a family, too, someday. You're going to meet a nice girl with low standards, no real options, or sense of smell.
What Manny means to say is...
No, I get it. I'll take them back. You have your family, and I'm better off alone. By myself. A fortress of solitude. In the ice. Forever. A lone, lonely loner.
That's a lot of aloneness.
Precisely!
Sid, wait!
No, it's okay. He'll bounce back. It's one of the advantages of being Sid.
Ellie looks less convinced.
Why should I take you back? I love kids. I'm responsible, loving, nurturing. What do you think? I knew you would agree. Oh, don't cry. Don't cry. I'll find a dry place.
They shelter under an overhanging rock.
Here, let me just dry you off. I don't know. Being a parent's a lot of work. Maybe I'm not ready.
Later, a sunbeam shines on the egg, silhouetting baby's outlines within. Sid puts his arms around them, smiling. That night, a dinosaur returns to the cavern and finds her eggs gone. It's morning. Broken eggshells lie on the floor. Sid begins to wake and stretch. He's being followed by three baby Tyrannosaurus, who all mimic him. He turns and sees them.
I'm a mommy. Where's mommy? Here I am.
They play games.
Here you go, nice squeaky baby. I'm sorry. No, it's okay. Don't cry. Why are you still crying? Are you hungry? Maybe you're hungry. I know just the thing.
A huge sleeping buffalo.
Hush. You mean this is animal? I'm your baby and this is my milk. I thought you were a female!
The buffalo chases Sid. Scrat and the female squirrel are still fighting over the acorn. They fall into a bubbling mud pool. They emerge from the pool inside a bubble that splits in two as they struggle. The acorn pops out in another bubble and they both try to burst out to seize it, but the bubbles just stretch. After much floating around and many attempts to escape from the bubbles, Scrat eventually punctures his and manages to grab the acorn before falling to the ice below and crashing through it. Near to Manny's playground, Sid is talking to his babies.
I'm sorry, but you can't go in. Manny says it's just for kids.
Wait a minute. You are kids.
He opens the playground.
Just don't break anything.
The sloth says the playground's open.
No, wait. Not for everyone.
All the other animals rush in to play.
No, 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 don't touch that.
What are they?
Who cares? They're fun!
Play nice!
Mommy, he's not sharing!
Aren't you going to do something?
Why? My kid had it first.
Did not!
Did too!
Did not!
Did too!
Did not!
Liar, liar, fur on fire!
What is the matter with you?
I'm a single mother with three kids. I could use a little compassion.
The baby dinosaurs are a real handful.
That's a shame.
They're causing mayhem.
Stop! 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 Stop!
No! No! Hold on, little Johnny!
I'm trying!
You know, experts say you should let your kids eat whatever they want.
Do you think my ankles look fat?
Ankles? What ankles? Ronald, where did you come from? Oh, no.
Okay, come on, spit him out. If you don't spit out little Johnny, we're leaving the playground this instant. One, two, don't make me say three. Well, there we are. A picture of health.
That's not little Johnny.
Well, better than nothing.
Oh, Madison!
Come on, barf him up.
Sid.
Oh, hey. Hey, Manny.
Little Johnny!
Oh. Oh, wait! No, no!
Oh, I'm really sorry.
The mobile smashes and the playground is trashed.
This place is totaled.
And we didn't wreck it.
We're losing our touch, bro.
Well, the important thing is that no one got hurt. Except for that guy. And those three. And her.
I told you to take them back, and you kept them! Now look what they've done!
Okay, granted, we do have some discipline issues.
Eating kids is not a discipline issue.
But he spit them out.
Well, that's super. Let's give him a gold star. Kid of the week! They don't belong here, Sid. Whatever they are, wherever you found them, take them back.
Manny, I'm not getting rid of my kids.
Earthquake!
Oh, it's okay, it's okay. Mama's here.
Do earthquakes shriek?
Towering above them all is Mama Tyrannosaurus looking for her babies.
I thought those guys were extinct.
Well, then that is one angry fossil. Sid!
Come on, inside, inside, inside.
Nobody move a muscle.
A hedgehog screams, runs, and is then chased by the dinosaur as all the other animals scatter. Sid hides the babies in a cave, but one of them cries out and is heard by Mama, who removes the cave roof with her teeth.
No, shh. No, 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 don't cry, don't cry. We are poor little lambs who have lost our way. Ba, ba, ba.
Sid, give them to her. she's their mother!
How do I know she's their mother?
What do you want, a birth certificate? She's a dinosaur!
Well, I put in the blood, sweat, and tears to raise them!
For a day! Give them back, you lunatic!
Look, these are my kids! And you're gonna have to go through me to get them!
Mama opens her mouth wide and picks up the babies and Sid as well. They're all carried away.
Run!
Don't you have anything better to do? Sid?
Manny, Ellie, Crash, and Eddie follow the dinosaur's footprints in the snow to the entrance of an underground cavern.
Sid must be down there.
Well, he's dead.
Real shame.
He will be missed.
Oh, no. Not so fast.
Okay, Ellie, this is where I draw the line. You, Crash, and Eddie back to the village.
Yeah, that's gonna happen.
Ellie, you saw that thing? This is gonna be dangerous.
Talk to the trunk.
Oh, great. After we save Sid, I'm gonna kill him.
Ladies first.
Age before beauty.
No pain, no gain.
What pain?
It's dark inside.
Sid! Sid!
Oh, no. No. Oh, not good. Okay, look, if you feel anything, even if it's nothing, you gotta tell me, and then we're out of here.
Okay.
Oh, we need a code word. Yeah, something that says, the baby's coming.
How about,
the baby's coming!
How's that?
Yeah, too long. We need something short and punchy, like, peaches.
Peaches.
I love peaches. They're sweet and round and fuzzy, just like you.
You think I'm round?
Round is good. Round is foxy.
Stay close.
There's a bright light ahead. They leave the cavern to see before them a huge underworld jungle. Two long-necked dinosaurs are walking nearby.
Having the same dream I am?
We've been living above an entire world, and we didn't even know it.
This world is teeming with all manner of prehistoric creatures. There are canyons, waterfalls, and huge stone columns. But then they're attacked by an ankylosaurus.
Looking for Sid, same as you.
Well, aren't you noble?
This is not the time, guys. We need all the help we can get.
They reach a cliff edge, a sheer drop below. Diego turns to challenge the scaly monster, but is no match for it and rejoins Manny and Ellie.
Never mind.
The ankylosaurus stops as its tail gets caught in rocks. Ellie sees a long-necked, vegetarian dinosaur near the cliff edge and tempts it with fern leaves.
Come on!
Are you nuts? We're not getting on that thing.
It's either this dinosaur or that one. Pregnant lady wants to live.
They all slide down the placid dinosaur's neck, back and tail to the ground.
Don't ever yabba dabba do that again.
They're now surrounded by enormous, angry creatures.
I feel so... pure. puny.
How do you think I feel?
A yodeling one-eyed weasel swings to their rescue as they disappear in a cloud of green dust.
Take cover!
A baby dinosaur following its parents through a shallow pool attempts to eat a water lily, but is warned off by its father. As they disappear into the jungle, the lily pad lifts out of the water. The one-eyed weasel is hiding beneath it. The others emerge from their hiding places.
Dude, you're awesome! You're like the brother I never had! Me too!
The crazy weasel throws his tooth knife into the ground and then checks them out.
Can we keep him?
Buck!
What?
The name's Buck. Short for Buckminster. Long for...
Bah!
A little dull. What are you doing here?
Our friend was taken by a dinosaur.
Well, he's dead. Welcome to my world. Now, go home. Off you pop.
Not without Sid.
Ellie, wait. Maybe the deranged hermit has a point.
Manny, we came this far. We're gonna find him.
I got tracks.
Let's go.
Whoa! If you go in there, you'll find your friend. In the afterlife.
Henny, you know, old great and wisely weasely one.
The weasel lowers itself to the floor, licks the tracks, and considers the taste.
Mummy dinosaur carrying her three babies and some floppy green thing.
Yeah, we're friends with the floppy green thing.
You got all that from the tracks?
No, not really. I saw him come through here earlier. She's headed for Lava Falls. That's where they care for the newborns. To get there, you've got to go through the jungle of misery, across the chasm of death, to the plates of woe.
Whoa.
Okay, good luck with the slow descent into madness. We're gonna go now.
Whoa! What, you think this is some sort of tropical getaway? You can't protect your mate. What are you going to do with those flimsy tusks when you run into the beast?
I call him...
Rudy.
Oh, good. I was worried it was something intimidating, like Sheldon or Tim.
Wait, you mean there's something bigger than Mommy Dinosaur?
Aye. He's the one that gave me this.
Whoa. He gave you that patch?
For free?
That's so cool.
Yeah, maybe he'll give us one too.
Welcome to my world.
Abandon all hope, he who enters there.
All right, we get it. Doom and despair, yada, yada, yada.
Hanging from a nearby tree fern, Scrat looks down at the floor where his precious acorn has fallen. He desperately tries to pull himself away from the tree, but it crashes down on him. Still stuck to the tree by its sticky resin, he falls over a ledge and lands on the ground below. Fortunately, the acorn has fallen too, and he is able to reach it. Female squirrel appears, bounces over to the trapped Scrat, and puts a long, delicate finger onto the acorn as Scrat watches helplessly. She rips the acorn away from his chest, removing all his chest fur in the process. He screams in agony.
Sounds like a jungle of misery to me.
They're being watched as they walk the jungle path.
Hold on.
Why? What's wrong? Peaches?
What? No, it's just, I got a funny feeling.
You're hungry, low blood sugar. Well, there's some fruit.
No, Manny.
I wouldn't do that if I were you. This isn't exactly your playground.
Like I'm really gonna be afraid of a pretty flower.
Bet you didn't see that coming.
Manny!
For the record, I blame you for this.
Stop eating our fringe plant!
That's it! I'm tearing it up from the roots.
Do that, and it will clamp shut forever.
What?
All right, preggers, don't get your trunk in a knot.
I'll have them out of there before they're digested.
Digested?
There'll be nothing but bones in 3 minutes. Well, maybe five for the fat one.
I'm not fat!
I feel tingly.
Don't say that when you're pressed up against me.
Not that kind of tingly.
I can feel it too. Help! Someone help us!
Oh, hurry!
It's time to get buck wild.
Buck swings into action to rescue Manny and Diego from inside the giant meat-eating plant. He avoids the green tentacles and squeezes through the top of the clamped leaves.
Who's fat now?
He dives to the bottom of the tingle-inducing fluid and sees red and blue cords. He debates which ones to cut. He chooses red. Wrong choice. The inside of the plant begins to fill up with fluid as the pink trap begins to sink into the ground.
No!
The struggling buck manages to grasp his knife again and cuts the blue cord. The bulbous pink plant stops sinking, shudders and heaves, then swells and explodes in a wave of green goo. Manny and Diego fall heavily to the ground while Buck floats down using a green leaf as a parachute.
Tourists.
Barfed on by a plant.
Awesome.
Say something.
Thanks for saving us.
Buck, will you help us find the floppy green thing?
That's not necessary.
Yes, it is.
All right, I'll help you. But I got rules. Rule number one, always listen to Buck. Rule number two, stay in the middle of the trail. Rule number three... He who has gas travels at the back of the pack. Come on then, chop chop.
We should all have our heads examined.
That's rule number four. Now let's go find your friend.
Ahead of them, Mama Tyrannosaurus, still carrying Sid and the babies, thunders on.
No, it's okay. It's okay. Don't worry. We're gonna be fine. Please stop swaying. A little nauseous.
She stops and releases the babies, but holds on to Sid.
Putting us down!
Sid's catapulted into one of Mama's nostrils. She sniffs him up and sneezes him out covered in mucus.
Listen, families get complicated. Maybe we can work something out. I can take him Sunday to Tuesday, Wednesday to Friday. Weekend!
okay. Mama's okay.
If you eat me, it will send a bad message.
The babies jump between Sid and Mama to protect him.
Ha! Score one for the sloth.
Mama whacks him with her tail.
And that score is all tied up.
Do you think the beast will find Sid? Or, more importantly, us?
Rudy, are you joking? He's relentless. He knows all, sees all, eats all. So that's a yes.
A giant butterfly.
Hey, get off my lawn! Go on, shoo!
It flies off.
I knew that guy when he was a caterpillar. You know, before he came out.
So you're just living down here by your wits, all on your own, no responsibilities.
Not a one. It's incredible. No dependents, no limits. It's the greatest life a single guy could have.
Hear that? This is my kind of place.
Hello? Yeah, no, I can't talk right now. Yeah, no, I'm trying to recover a dead sloth.
Buck's talking to a stone.
Now they're following me. I know. They think I'm crazy. No, okay, we're going into the chasm of death. I'm going to lose you. I love you too. All right, goodbye, goodbye, goodbye. Okay, follow me.
That's you in 3 weeks.
So why do they call it the chasm of death?
Well, we tried big, smelly crack, but that just made everybody giggle.
Well, now what?
A ribcage transporter.
Madame?
Whoa, she is not doing that.
Bup, 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 bup. Rule number one.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Ah! Come on, Mammoth. You're supposed to have a good memory.
Always listen to Buck.
Ellie steps into the ribcage.
Eyes forward, back straight, and... Oh, yes, read in the toxic fumes and you'll probably die.
Toxic fumes?
Just another day in paradise. Wait. Geronimo!
Buck and Ellie disappear into the green mist of the canyon. The empty cage returns.
Ellie, you okay?
You have to try this.
All right, now pile on, everyone. Couldn't be easier.
They're stuck.
Don't panic! Just some, technical difficulties. Keep holding it in, boys!
I can't take it anymore.
He breathed it! And now I'm breathing it!
Hey, we're not dead! You sound ridiculous! Me? You should hear you!
Laughing gas.
All right, one and two. Christmas, Christmas time is here.
Are you crazy?
It's not poison.
Huh? That is so disturbing.
Stop laughing, all of you.
Stop laughing, all of you.
What's rule number one?
They're just laughing. What's so bad about that?
They died laughing.
Skeletons.
Stop laughing. You know what's funny though? We're trying to save Sid, and now we're all gonna die.
And I don't even like Sid.
Who does? He's an idiot.
Thanks for getting me into this mess. It's the most fun I've had in years.
Thank you for deserting the herd. That was totally super.
Coochie, coochie, coo.
Stop that. Don't you see?
We're all gonna die.
We gotta do everything, huh?
Ellie gives the rope a strong tug and the transporter moves on again at speed.
not sure how much of that you could hear.
Oh, I heard all of it.
Right, yeah.
You wet my bed?
That was gas talk, dude.
Well, better get moving.
Aren't we forgetting something?
Here, Rudy, Rudy, Rudy! Oh, I'm so lonely!
Buck's still swinging on the rope. He's followed by Scrat and his female friend, who's holding the acorn between her teeth. The baby Tyrannosaurus are hungry.
Okay, here you go, guys. Mangia, mangia.
Vegetables.
What? You're not gonna eat your vegetables? How are you gonna become big, strong dinosaurs?
Mama brings a prehistoric chicken.
No, I've raised them vegetarian. It's a healthier lifestyle. I mean, look at me. I have the pelt of a much younger sloth. Excuse me. I'm trying to have a conversation here. No. That's not for us, kids. It's way too feathery and fleshy and alive! No, we do not eat live animals, period. Now go, fly, be free. Little flightless bird. My bad. Hey, where are you going? This is how you resolve conflict? No wonder you're single.
Mama drops a big leg joint in front of the babies.
Oh, come on. Am I talking to myself here? I say they're vegetarian, you say grr. I say, can we talk about this? You say grr. I don't call that communication. See? That's your answer to everything.
The babies have finished the joint.
What are you afraid of? You're the biggest thing on Earth. Aren't you? Hey!
Mama shepherds the babies into the undergrowth as a foot five times the size of hers shakes the ground.
They'll never survive. It's dangerous by day.
But it's even worse at night.
Plus, the guide is a lunatic.
What? You mean Buck? Oh, he's wacko.
I am not. Totally bonkers. And his feet smell. Shut up! You shut up! Oh, you little gup!
He's strangling his own foot. Shouldn't we get moving?
What? And give Rudy a midnight snack? Not likely.
The skull's right. Take a load off, mammals. We'll camp here. Now, who's hungry?
I am.
You don't need the calories.
Nighttime, and Buck tells a campfire story.
There I was. My back against the wall. No way out. Perched on the razor's edge of oblivion. Staring into the eye of the great white beast.
A huge claw strikes Buck's face, removing an eye and sending him flying. A storm rages in the jungle, the rain's torrential, and lightning streaks the sky. Climbs high into a tree stripped bare of all its leaves. The baryonyx towers above him and he's engulfed in a blur of white light.
Were you killed?
Sadly, yes. But I lived.
Oh.
Never had I felt so alive than when I was so close to death. Just before Rudy could suck me down his gullet, I grabbed hold of that gross, pink, fleshy thing that dangles at the back of the throat. I hung onto that sucker, and I swung back, forth, and back, forth, and back, forth, and back, forth, and back.
I let go, and I shot right out of his mouth. I may have lost an eye that day, but I got this.
Rudy's tooth. Dang.
It's like the old saying, an eye for a tooth, a nose for a chin, a butt for a... Well, it's an old saying, but it's not a very good one.
You are Super Weasel.
Ultra Weasel.
Diesel Weasel. What? He is.
Now, let me tell you about the time I used a sharpened clamshell to turn a T-Rex into a T-Rachel.
Yes, Master.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. That's enough fairy tales for one night. Come on, Ellie. You should rest now.
Life of the party.
All right, you guys get some shut-eye. I'll keep watch.
Don't worry, Buck. We got this. Nighttime is possum time. Yeah, we own the night, baby.
The possums sleep as Buck carves a model of Rudy with his tooth knife.
Good night, Rudy.
Mama lifts her babies high onto a rocky ledge for safety.
Wait, wait, what about me? Sleep well, kids. We have a busy day tomorrow. Foraging, hunting. Missing my friends. Probably aren't missing me.
Mama lowers her tail and scoops Sid up onto the ledge.
Oh, you're a real softy, you know that?
A huge shadow passes across the cliff face.
Manny? Crash? Eddie? Manny?
Ellie awakes from her sleep and peers about her in the dark.
What's going on? Are you okay?
I'm sorry. I just wanted to keep you safe, and now you're in the most dangerous place in the world.
Hey, this isn't your fault. It's bigger than both of us. We have to get Sid.
Yeah, but if I had been a better friend to him, we wouldn't be here.
Better friend? Are you plucking my whiskers? You risked your life, your mate, and your baby to save your buddy. Not the best husband or father, but a darn good friend. Hey, oh!
An acorn falls onto Diego's head, and the two squirrels pull against each other, almost in synchronized tango movements. Efforts to retain the acorn, they don't spot that they're moving perilously close to a chasm filled with bubbling lava. Flashing her eyelashes, the female leaps across the chasm but is knocked unconscious. Scrat catches her by the tail as she plunges towards the lava and saves her.
Smell something. It smells like a buzzard's butt fell off and then got sprayed on by a bunch of skunks.
That's it.
Mammals, we have ourselves a crime scene. A tuft of fur. Half-eaten carcass. Hunk of... Oh, no! Broccoli! Here's what I think happened. Dinosaur attacks Sid. Sid fights back with piece of broccoli. Leaving dinosaur... a vegetable.
Are you nuts? Sid's not violent or coordinated.
Yeah, and where's the dinosaur?
All right, good point. Theory two. Sid's eating broccoli. Dinosaur eats Sid. Dinosaur steps on broccoli. Leaving broccoli a vegetable.
Buck, when exactly did you lose your mind?
3 months ago. I woke up one morning married to a pineapple. An ugly pineapple. But I loved her.
Buck? I think you missed a little clue over here.
Well, your friend might be alive, but not for long. Rudy's closing in. Whoa! You got it. The plates of woe. Or whatever's left of them.
Back above the lava river, Scrat holds on to a root with one hand and the female squirrel's tail with the other. The acorn is clasped in his left foot. He swings the unconscious female up to the rocky ledge where his sabre teeth catch on the edge, allowing Scrat to swing himself back up onto the rocks. He then catches the female in his arms as she comes round. Realising he saved her life, she looks at him lovingly. Scrat too is affected, and for a moment, the acorn is forgotten. They kiss as a lava fountain erupts behind them and a purple heart appears. Buck leads the herd along a rocky path. It's dangerous and pieces of rock keep breaking off and falling into the canyon below.
What's that sound?
It's the wind. It's speaking to us.
What's it saying?
I don't know. I don't speak wind.
More rocks dislodge. Manny, Diego, Buck, and the possums slide down on the rocks to the bottom of the canyon. Still on the path, high above. The baby tyrannosaurs scamper along while Sid clings to Mama's tail. She hurries them through the jungle, but Sid falls off and is left behind.
So bad down here. Nice weather, friendly neighbors.
Sid looks up to see Rudy, the albino baryonyx, towering above him, red eyes glowing.
Hi, neighbor.
Rudy.
Rudy?
Never heard that kind of dino before.
That's Sid.
We'll have to move fast.
Manny! Pineapples!
Pineapples?
She gets cravings.
She's ordering a fruit cocktail.
Come on, think! Peaches!
Peaches? They
creatures! The baby! Wait, what now?
This? No, not good.
No, the baby's coming! Can you guys hear that? Because sometimes I imagine it in my head, but
Can you try to hold it in?
Can somebody slap him for me?
Done and done.
Just sit tight! We're coming!
There's only one thing to do. Possums, you're with me. Manny, you take care of Ellie until we get back.
What? No, you can't leave now! She's off the trail! What about rule number two?
Rule number five says you can ignore rule number two if there's a female involved, or possibly a cute dog. You know, I just make up these rules as I go along.
Yeah, but she's... You have to...
Manny, it's all right. I got your back.
Now you're talking. Come on, lads.
Take care of our sister, mister.
No pressure.
What does that mean? I got your back. I mean, I'd rather they covered the front. That's where all the good stuff is, isn't it?
We gotta move.
Diego and Manny go to find Ellie.
Okay. All right. It's okay. Daddy's coming. I gotta say, sweetheart, you really got timing.
Meanwhile, Sid's on the run. The earth breaks up around him and he finds himself on a slab of rock floating in a river of lava.
Don't worry, it's just lava. Deadly, boiling lava!
He sees the lava falls ahead of him, plunging deep into the bowels of the earth.
Boys, are you ready for adventure?
Yes, sir!
For danger?
Yes, sir!
For death?
Can you repeat the question?
Buck, Crash and Eddie launch themselves off the cliff and emerge from the clouds on the back of a large-winged Pteranodon.
That's right!
I've never flown one of these before!
No! First time, actually! Yeah!
There she is!
Ellie!
Manny!
I need to get to her!
Listen, I'll protect Ellie. You stop those guys.
But...
Manny, if they reach her, it'll be too late. You have to trust me.
All right, let's do it.
Diego leaps upwards towards Ellie as Manny turns and faces the fierce-looking pack of spiky blue Guanlong, threatening to attack Ellie. Diego sees one of the creatures ahead of him. He races upwards after it, but starts to tire. Spurned on by Ellie's plight, he gets a second win and knocks the blue attacker off the cliff before it reaches her.
Whew! My paws are burning, baby! They're burning! I gotta tiptoe, tippy-toe, tippy-toe.
Excuse me, Twinkle Toes! Giving birth here?
Oh, right. Sorry. You okay?
Am I okay? Do you know anything about childbirth?
No, not really, but Manny's coming.
Manny smashes one of the ugly blue dinosaurs to the floor, but is surrounded by others.
Diego, I'm scared. Can I hold your paw?
Yeah, of course. No! Just go with the pain. It's just a contraction.
No!
Another blue monster. Diego attacks it, and it falls into the canyon.
Look! He's right there!
Roger!
No, Sid!
I know! Roger!
How about we get Sid first and then go back for Roger?
Oh, okay. Never mind! Yeah!
Buck steers the Pteranodon down towards Sid, who's heading towards the falls. They're attacked by a flock of razor-tooth, blue-winged Quetzalcoatlus. As the reptilian birds swoop, Buck steers their bird into a cavernous opening in the rock face.
Yeah!
chicken-headed freaks!
Manny forces many of the Guanlong back into the cave, which he seals up with large rocks.
Don't worry about a thing. You're doing fine. It's going great. Excuse me.
Diego deals with more of the blue attackers.
Just keep breathing.
Diego!
Just breathe. That's the important thing. Oh!
Grab that ammo!
Bogey, 3 o'clock! Fire!
Crash and Eddie grab fruits from a branch, which they then launch at the following squadron of winged reptiles.
This is awesome! Light it up! Yeah!
Hasta la vista, birdie!
Sid hops from rock to rock in the lava flow and tries to paddle his way out of trouble.
Let's get our flock!
We're hit! Mayday! Mayday! We're losing altitude! Hold these!
Oh, it tastes like fish!
Okay, that's just weird! I love you, bro!
They're hit head-on by one of the attackers and their bird is knocked unconscious. Buck tries to revive it before they crash.
This is the end of Sid the Sloth.
He disappears over the falls, but is plucked out of the air by Buck and the boys.
Help!
No, Sid, it's me! And me!
And me!
I don't want to panic anybody, but who's flying this thing?
Oops!
They hit an ice ceiling and then swoop back down towards the cavern floor where Sid sees his babies.
No, no, wait, my kids! I never even got to say goodbye.
You can do it! Push! Push!
I can't do it!
Just one more big push!
You have no idea what I'm going through. Okay, forget I said that. Let's do this together.
Diego heaves a tree trunk, holding back two more of the blue dinosaurs over the cliff edge where Manny waits to dispatch them.
I like you guys better when you were extinct.
Getting dizzy.
Manny! Come on, buddy. I think we're getting close.
Manny looks wide-eyed in wonder as Ellie cradles their baby in her trunk. The baby opens its eyes and looks at him. Their trunks reach out to touch each other, and then Manny wraps his around the baby and picks her up.
She's perfect. I think we should call her Ellie. Little Ellie.
I got a better name. Peaches.
Peaches?
Why not? She's sweet and round and covered with fuzz.
Peaches. I love it.
Diego wipes a tear from his eye.
I saw that tough guy.
No, that last dino caught my eye with a claw and... All right, so I'm not made of stone.
Incoming!
Sid drops in.
It's Sid! Oh, it's a boy!
That's its tail.
It's a girl! Oh, hi, sweetheart. Hello. It's Uncle Sid. Yes, it is. Oh, you're so beautiful. Oh, she is. She looks just like her mother. Thank goodness. Oh, no offense, Manny. No offense. You're beautiful on the inside.
It's good to have you back, Sid.
Never thought I would say this, but I missed you, buddy.
Oh, I wish my kids were here. You could have been friends.
Eddie!
Crash, Eddie, and Buck arrive.
I promised myself I wouldn't cry.
I didn't.
I forgot what it was like to be part of a family. What about you? Ever thought about having kids?
The Pteranodon flies away.
All right, mammals, let's get you home.
As they move off, the acorn is disturbed and falls to the ground where Scrat and his girlfriend are chasing after each other in a playful game. They leap onto a circular rock where a log sits perched on its surface like the arm of a record table. The rock spins as they run around it, and Gilbert sings. Naturally, they fly off high into the sky, gliding through the clouds as they hold hands and gaze at each other. The tree to the hard and lonely ground. Found somebody new. They hold each other as the rain falls. I foresee you turn out to be such a buck-toothed Casanova. The acorn falls into a river where they are now punting along on a log sharing a kiss. Two long-necked dinosaurs arch into a heart shape and a rainbow surrounds them. The entrance to the underground world.
This is it, mammals. Right where you started. This was fun. We could make it a regular thing.
I don't know about that.
Right, right. Yes, because of all the mortal peril, of course. Oh, well, the buck stops here.
We couldn't have done it without you.
Well, obviously. But good times just the same. We're not alone, are we?
Rudy's behind him in the entrance.
Huh? Hello, Rudy.
The huge, white, fearsome dinosaur approaches and rears high into the air.
Over here, you colossal fossil!
Looking for something?
Rudy's tooth.
Why don't you come and get it?
To the cave! Go!
Stay with the baby.
We'll be fine. Go.
What?
Rudy stamps on Buck, but he reappears between his toes. Diego snatches Buck away from Rudy's jaws.
Shoot! Shoot! Come on! Move! Diego!
Yeah! Buck stirs up a hornet's nest, which distracts Rudy. The others quickly wrap lianas and roots around his legs, and he topples to the floor.
Through the hole, over the valley, one more loop.
Come on, lads! Hey!
Better luck next time, Snowflake.
This isn't gonna hold him long! Let's go!
Hold up, guys!
Sid clumsily trips over one of the restraints and snaps it. Rudy starts to recover from his fall, opens his eyes, and begins to free himself from his bindings. As he looms over Sid, Mama Tyrannosaurus appears and charges at Rudy, knocking him backwards.
Way to go, Momzilla!
She forces him over the edge of the canyon. Along with a rock pillar, he falls into the darkness below. Mama roars in triumph, and the babies copy her.
Come here, kids. Well, let me tell you something. You're where you belong now. And I'm sure you're gonna grow up to be giant, horrifying dinosaurs. Just like your mother. And Mama, take good care of our kids.
She gives Sid an affectionate lick with her long tongue as the babies nuzzle up to him. Time to go. Mama starts back towards the jungle and the babies run after her.
You were a good parent, Sid.
Thanks. Can I babysit for you?
Not a chance.
Oh, come on, I worked cheap.
All right, I'll think about it.
Yes!
Never happened.
Buck's looking down into the canyon into which Rudy fell.
He's gone. What am I supposed to do now?
That's easy. Come with us.
You mean up there? I never thought of going back. I've been down here so long, it feels like up to me. I'm not sure I can fit in up there anymore.
So, look at us. We look like a normal herd, do you?
Ow!
Soon they're climbing back up the dinosaur skeleton towards the surface in their world. Light shines from the entrance. Buck looks back and drives his tooth knife into the floor, but then hears a roar.
So long, big guy.
That's our cue. Come on, Peaches.
He's alive.
Buck?
I got a...
Yeah.
Besides, this world should really stay down here. Take care of him, Tiger.
Always listen to Buck.
Diego turns and sprints after the herd. Buck picks up the knife, slashes a liana he's holding, and swings back down into the underground world. He disturbs the skeleton bridge. Bones and rocks collapse as Diego only just makes it back to the surface in time.
Is everybody okay?
Where's Buck?
Don't worry. He's where he wants to be.
Is he gonna be okay?
Are you kidding? Nothing could kill that weasel. It's Rudy I'm worried about.
Peaches sits in the snow giggling as she plays with it.
I know this baby makes three thing isn't for you, but whatever you decide to do...
I'm not leaving, buddy. Life of adventure, it's right here.
But I got a whole speech here. I've been working on it. How can I show you that I'm strong and sensitive? Noble yet caring. Ow! Thanks.
Now, Crash and Eddie are playing with Peaches.
Ah, they grow so fast, huh? Yeah, I mean, look at my kids. Seems like they were born one day and then gone the next.
They were, Sid.
Yeah, that was a lot of work.
A single snowflake floats down from the sky. Peaches lifts her trunk, sniffs it, and sneezes.
That's right, sweetheart. Welcome to the Ice Age.
In the world below ground, Buck is still chasing Rudy to avenge the loss of his eye. In a large tree hollow, Scrat and his lady are homemaking. He moves heavy furniture while she arranges flowers. He looks out of a hole in the tree trunk and sees a large acorn sitting tantalizingly on the rock ledge. He leaps out of the hollow unseen. As he runs towards it, the acorn topples off the ledge. Gleefully, Scrat opens his arms wide and jumps to catch it. He spins round with it in a dance of joy, but his lady arrives looking unimpressed. She snatches the acorn from him and starts to jump up and down on it. Now both on top of the acorn, they fight. The ground around them cracks under their movements. A volcanic eruption sends them hurtling upwards like a rocket towards the ceiling of the underground world. On top of the flying rock, they both grab hold of the stalk of the acorn and she turns on the charm again. Scrat snaps out of it, tugs the acorn and the female squirrel falls. He continues upwards on the rock and bursts through the ice ceiling. Still holding the acorn, he dances around the hole in the ice and looks down at his angry female companion. From above, the missing plug of ice falls back down, knocking the acorn from his grasp and sealing the hole in the ice. He screams in frustration.